Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we await the release of the Mueller report tomorrow, we're following other developments in Washington. President Trump used his veto pen for just the second time yesterday, rejecting a resolution passed by Congress to end U.S. military assistance to Saudi Arabia for its war in Yemen. The U.S. is providing billions of dollars in arms to the Saudi-led coalition fighting Iran-backed rebels in Yemen. In his veto letter to the Senate, the president called the resolution an unnecessary, dangerous attempt to weaken his constitutional authority. The resolution did not have enough support to override the president's veto, although it did have some Republican support. Joining us now is Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. He's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And first of all, your reaction to the president's veto of the Yemen resolution?
Very disappointing, not surprising. The administration's been pushing hard against this resolution for over a year. And of course, if the administration wanted to get out of the war in Yemen, they could do it on their own. The problem is this is a human rights catastrophe in Yemen. 10,000 civilians have been killed by this bombing campaign. 85,000 children under the age of five have died of starvation and disease. And compounding the misery is the way in which the Saudis are now targeting dissidents and political activists, some of them U.S. residents, citizens, and locking them up and potentially torturing them. It's time for us to get out of this Saudi-led coalition. I was glad that Republicans and Democrats joined together to pass this resolution, the first time we have ever used the War Powers Act to call for the U.S. withdrawal from a theater of war abroad. And I'm disappointed, but as I said, not shocked that the president has vetoed it.
I assume that there you're referencing Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist, the U.S. resident who was killed in the Saudi consulate last October. How much of your vote for this resolution was about Khashoggi?
Well, none of my vote is about Khashoggi because I think independently, the United States remaining part of a coalition inside Yemen is a national security disaster. This is a war that, as I said, has led to a humanitarian catastrophe. It has allowed for Al-Qaeda and ISIS to get stronger inside Yemen. The United States has no security reason to be part of this coalition. But others voted for our resolution to get out of the Yemen civil war as a message to the Saudis relative to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi and the imprisonment of several other Americans who hold joint Saudi and American citizenship. And so there is a general unrest in Congress about the fact that the administration refuses to deliver any consequences to the Saudis for the way in which they are behaving. And this resolution, for some, I think was intended to be that message. Now we'll have to go back to the drawing board after the veto.
Meanwhile, doesn't Congress have war powers? Why can't Congress decide when the U.S. gets involved in conflicts overseas?
Congress does, in fact, have the responsibility to decide when the United States goes to war. But there is a long history of the executive branch moving forward with military action without congressional authorization. But you still need enough members of Congress to override a presidential veto to restrain that military activity. Of course, elections are the other way that you can check a president who's engaged in unauthorized military activity. And I have a feeling that the Yemen war, as it grows in its public profile, will become a bigger issue heading into the 2020 election.
Finally, Senator, 24 hours from now, we're all going to be talking about the Mueller report once it is finally released. What are your expectations? Do you think that it is just going to be redacted from beginning to end, or do you think we're going to learn something from it?
Ask me in 24 hours. I mean, I guess my expectations are low in terms of how much information is going to be released to Congress. It's ridiculous that we're even talking about redactions when it comes to the report that's released to the Congress. I have top secret clearance. I and every single other member of Congress have the ability to see both classified and unclassified information. And the idea that the Attorney General is going to withhold certain pertinent information from members of Congress who have the duty to decide whether there have to be consequences for the executive if they have violated the law is repugnant. I understand that the version released to the public may have to have some redactions to protect sources and methods, but I am going to be upset if there is one single redaction in the report delivered to Congress. And of course, we are all expecting that to be the case.
That is Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut. Senator, thank you.
Appreciate it.